We are now in question and answer mode. So you can hit star six
and
ask a question or give us your feedback on the meditation or what you felt. So is there anybody out there that would like to ask a question? You have to hit star six to unmute yourself.
Just wanted to say thank you very much for a very, very powerful meditation.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
But no questions. Thank you very much. I will be following up on the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Anybody else want to discuss, you know, the Divine Feminine?
Topics are really whatever questions you may have from the Stellar Code Spica or Stellar Codes in general, or the meditation we did this evening.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you deeply from my heart for that beautiful meditation. It was extraordinary, and the ability to connect surprised me. It was so powerful.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yeah, thank you so much. And I just signed up on the internet for the attunement, so I'm assuming then I'll get an email and we'll be able to arrange that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's absolutely the case. Is this Evelyn?
No, this is Jean Fett. I'm brand new.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, wonderful. The reason I'm asking is right before we started the program, we'd seen something come through from a friend of ours, Evelyn, who was with the first one, and so just as off chance, I was going to say, hi, Evelyn, but instead I'll say hi to you.
Yeah, now I didn't know about you in August, so I missed the first one. Is that going to mess me up?
No, not at all.
Oh, not at all.
The Stellar Codes are really an ongoing process, and as you go through the year, different windows of opportunities open and close. I mean, everything's guided by the great cosmic clock, and so really it doesn't necessarily matter where you start as you go through them, because each one has different facets. And as it goes through the year, what happens is different of the Stellar Codes. The way to think about them, and the way that it's easiest for me to think about them, is most of the Stellar Codes have three empowerments with them. The attunement itself consists of three empowerments and an initiation. These three empowerments are think of them as threads. And what you do is you essentially, during this process, we weave those threads with you into a strand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that may be, for instance, with the last one, Cyrus. This was the light maker.
Yes.
And as we go through the year, there'll be other strands of the light maker, and these will be woven into a cord, and one of the three cords that there are, the cord of the light maker, the light weaver, and the light warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So it depending on where you start, just really depends on which facet you finish first. But hopefully that you'll continue and you'll finish all the facets.
But the interesting thing about this is that this is a new course that greatly empower you if you do healing work, because it gives you like different amperages to, you know, perform your work, and like another set of tools. It really, it's not Reiki, but it's an empowerment for Reiki. It's like you're doing a pause graduation on Reiki.
The way I visualize it myself is, you know, with Reiki, when I first became attuned to Reiki, I thought of it as, you know, everybody can do healing. I mean, it's an innate quality. All of us can heal. But that healing energy that comes from Source, that flows through us, that heals, you know, sometimes that garden hose, if you will, gets all kinked up. And what the Reiki attunement and initiations did when I did Reiki is it sort of unkinks the hose. Well, one of the ways that you look at this is that energy flows down from your higher, well, it comes from Source, it comes through your higher self to you, and it flows down through the connection to your higher self. What we're doing with the Stellar Codes is we're actually weaving back from the lower self to the higher self an expanded channel.
Which is the Antakarana.
Which is Antakarana.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so what happens is as can do healing and the like in the future. Your hose is a bigger diameter.
It's not that God, you know, Godhead or all the elements and all the beings of light that align with the purpose of evolution only, because there are beings of light that not. They don't, you know, they just pour upon us in certain moments. No, they are eternally and constantly pouring grace. When you see or when you feel yourself disconnected, it's not because you were disconnected or you're forgotten. It's something on your connection that's wrong. You know, what is wrong with my connection? And, the series of techniques and attunements is to amplify the Antakarana. So what you're going to do is weave, like a spider weaves, back based on the Sutrama, which is your silver cord, which is your original connection, with your higher self, with your lower body, with the physical body. You're going to expand. Usually they say that the Sutrama is like 1 inch and a half, 1 inch on diameter. But what we want and what we really are working for is to have this expand in Antakarana for at least the diameter of your head.
So if you think about the hose analogy and healing energy being water flowing through a hose, if you've got a hose that's an inch and a half in diameter, you're going to get a certain amount of water flowing through it. There's only so much that can flow. If you suddenly have a hose that's the size of your head, considerably more energy can flow through it.
And you will be able to control it, too.
And you will be able to heal better, as well as become, and this is ultimately what we want to do, is have a much more intimate connection with our soul, higher self, and become ensouled.
Ensouled, more soul infused. But you see, the one question that was in one of the last conference calls, somebody said, well, I don't want psychic abilities. The objective of the stellar codes and anything is not to give you psychic abilities or not to improve your intuition, because intuition already exists. Everybody has a level or not of intuition. The fact is, if you credit your intuition or not, because I can guarantee you that you have intuition 24 hours a day. Even when you go, anybody has. Even when you go, the little things, like you look at the dish, you're hungry and say, I shouldn't really eat this. This is not going to make me, feel well. But then what you do, you eat anyways, and then you're like, oh, my God, I knew it. So we don't listen to it. It's not, this is not a course that's going to improve, or at least it could be a side effect, but it's not. The objective is not to improve psychic abilities or the possibility to see things or to see the future or anything like that. What it will enable you, yes, is to have an intimate contact with Source and really enable you to live your life purpose in the broader way, finish up. Because I think that most of us are here right now looking at the process of shifting on Earth and saying, now what? I'm awake. I know this is not all the that exists, what I'm doing here, where I go from here. You are awake, and so what should I do? So this is a course that it's actually a process I would say an attunement in a different realm that improves you in your spiritual life and your spiritual search. But one other thing that's really interesting is the fact that we are going to perform the stellar codes, but we're only going to do this on the master level, because we are going to
master teacher level.
Master teacher level will be only 72 people in the world. And the fact is that we want to...
is done at that point.
Yeah, our contract is done, and, which is good. And the second thing is that we want to keep the lineage, clear. And so whoever acquires the teaching credentials of a master, it will have, you know, 72 only, and there's more than 72 countries. It will have the exclusive ability to form other teachers and by themselves and continue the work. So it's not something that we want to be like those schools of healing or something that
we're not into mass production here. What we want is
quality.
Is quality and to you know that now the master or the Stellar Code Mastery itself, which is the Stellar Code program, is open to everybody. But what Leonie is talking about is we will be training a total of 72 master teachers who will then be responsible for the next outgrowth, the next expansion of the Stellar Codes to humanity. So
everything that you're saying is so amazingly powerful and beautiful, and I think that's why I'm so grateful in this moment that I happened upon your website, because I was on the call, I guess it was last week, about the starseeds, and I heard the question about the psychic powers and things, and I'm in a place where it's irrelevant to me whether I acquire psychic abilities or not. I don't really care. I know I've had them. I know I have them now. What's really important to me is that I get into my place where the divine wants me in order to be useful to this planet. So I don't care what that encounters, what that entails. It has nothing to do with acquisition to myself as to what, quote-unquote, my powers might be. I don't care. I will do anything, like, you know, sweep the streets. If sweeping the streets is going to help this planet to evolve to the next level, then I'm a street sweeper. Do you know what I mean? It's like I'm looking for that place where I can just be who I'm supposed to be in this time for the benefit of everybody.
And that in itself is the perfect answer. What we are here for is a matter of selfless service to others. We are here to do a job, and that is to help raise humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why different groups and the like are connecting. And what we hope what we plan to do with those who are participating in the program is to help give the tools and the knowledge, the understanding, in order to really find your all of us are cogs in this great cosmic, you know, clock, so to speak, and then to find out where your cog is and what you're supposed to be doing.
Well, and exactly, just complimenting what Chris said is like, this is not the goal in itself. The Stellar Code will open you to your own perspective. It's not a dogma. It is not a church or a cult. It's not. What is the Stellar Codes is, it's something that was lost in ancient times. You know, and if you study how the civilizations organize themselves, you see in the primary phase of mankind here, which is actually the very good part of Atlantis that lasts for a while, it was all star-based, and all the initiations of Atlantis and the crystal pyramids were all crystal-based. Star-coded-based.
The solar cults and the lunar cults didn't come along till later and tended to supplant these in places.
Exactly, and took it out. But you see, if all the civilizations that were organized by the solar, by the stellar way to think, or the stellar ways, like we are stardust, we are elements of those stars. You know, they also reported cults or stellar civilizations. They always reported that the influence of the stars related basically with influence of angels. So, and ultimately, you can say that the stellar codes is one way, a very specific way, to interact and work with angelic energies in another level. Besides the angel of hope told you today that this is our oracle today.
It's not really that.
It's something that will awaken in you your truth.
But if you look at, and this is very interesting. As a matter of fact, for those that are listening on the this coming Wednesday, we'll be having our first course on angels. But it's one of the things that they talk about is that according to Midrash, which is the oral tradition and the understanding in coming down through Judaism, is that in the ancient teachings, every star is named. God has a name for every star, and there is a corresponding angel to that star. Mm-hmm. But it was through the stars that a lot of the teaching that was first given man once he was expelled from the Garden of Eden was done. And it's kind of interesting that when you take a look at from the biblical and the perspectives of the different faiths and angels, and then you take a look at what we're sharing through the stellar codes and how that has evolved and changed over, not changed, but how then shared over time. For instance, it's, you know, if you look at how the stars were important, you know, before the constellations have been changing for thousands of years as far as how people identified. You know, they look up, they see some stars, and they make a shape. The zodiac has been around essentially since, you know, about what, 400 BC when Alexander, yeah, you know, conquered Egypt. But you know, prior to that, they had different. It is interesting, and I'm going off on a tangent here. But Spica and the star, the constellation of the Virgin, in ancient Roman the pantheon up there, it also was a female star. You know, and associated with the female energies for this very thing,
and actually related to the female energy of justice, of the goddess of justice, or the one that brings balance, or the one that will give birth to balance.
And it's even in the time of, and I'm really going off a tangent here, but I can't help it. I love this stuff. Even in the time when you had Akhenaten, which kind of took the entire Egyptian pantheon and threw it in the trash can and said, there's only the sun. Even then, they kept a temple at Dendera for this particular star and this particular stellar code for the divine feminine. So it's fascinating.
They threw everything out in the trash, but just kept this one. I cannot figure that one out, but that's okay.
Well, I guess even Akhenaten had a mother, and he was afraid to make her too angry.
Yeah, I know. I guess so.
Okay. Now we really have gone off on a tangent. Does that answer the questions that you had as far as what we did tonight? And by the way, thank you for the compliment on the meditation.
Oh yes, thank you so much. I'm just filled to overflowing, and I express my deepest soul gratitude to both of you. It's like a birthday. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh,
bless your heart. And truly, with Liani and I and what we're doing here, it's like a birthday every day for us too, because every day with this is a gift, and to be able to share that with others is really truly what makes it a blessing.
Mm. And the interesting thing is, like, we since last week, we are in a process of purification. When every time we are about to give attunements, we go to a process of, you know, detox and purification. And, you know, it's like, I cannot wait to go to bed tonight, because I just, you know, love the visions and love the dreams I have. I go in so many places, like, oh my God, I need movies.
That is something that I'll point out, that I won't say it's a side effect, but it's one of the things that you will most probably experience is, as you increase your channel to your higher self and build the Antakarana, and you become more ensouled, and your communication, your level of communication between higher self and lower self is enhanced and expanded, then you will see more things. You'll have a better, perhaps lucid dreaming, or you'll past lives, things like this. You'll see, and you'll have a better understanding and a better chance of remembering. Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
But
it's a side effect.
But
it's
that's not what we're after. but it is something. People talk about accessing your Akashic records and the like. Well, the only way to do that is through your higher self. You can't just beam me up, Scotty. I want to go to the Hall of Records. It doesn't happen.
Even though there are plenty of courses out there that just give you a magic chant or a magic mantra for you and boom, you're there. It's like I'm not griping on other people and on their methods, but I am old school. I'm really old school. I am the type of person that's like, I understand, and this is my you guys can have a different perspective, but everything that I did in my life on my path of spirituality required work. Mm-hmm. I was not gifted. There's a lot of people that already, came with this special equipment, and boom.
We like to point out that a spiritual practice is exactly that. It's practice. It's something that that you need to integrate into your life and not just, do once a month or on the weekends or this sort of thing. It is practice. And to truly receive the benefit of a greater spiritual life, you have to integrate it into yourself. There you have it.
But that's it. That's basically what it is.
So, if that finishes your question, I'll ask if anyone else has questions. And remember, you have to hit *6 to unmute yourself.
Hi. I do have a question. My name is Ame, and well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for the guided meditation. That was very relaxing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I kind of came in a little late when you were doing your discussion before the meditation, and what I've kind of gathered is that the stellar codes, like you said, were lost a long time, and I guess have been recovered recently. I was kind of Googling it, trying to get more information. I couldn't find anything besides what was on your website, and I was just wondering how I kind of get more information.
Okay. There is. It's just because you're gonna find the stellar code, not as this name.
No, stellar code is our name for it.
Yeah, but you're gonna find it if you Google. Actually, there is a work from what's his name, Michael Hayen, about the evolution of man and divinity. It's something about man divinity from stellar cults.
You'll see ancient things on stellar cults. The other thing,
if you Google stellar cults, you will get there. But it's quite kind of different because in that time,
cult has a bad connotation.
Yeah, it does.
It's the other thing is to take a look at if you're looking for justification of the stellar codes, if you will, is to look at ancient architecture and places like the Great Pyramid and Stonehenge. These were all laid out to line up with certain stars at certain times of the year. It's kind of amazing that they were able to figure that out. But
and most of the temples, they were not only guided by the movement of the stars, the location of the stars, but the symbols that were put in certain places inside of old temples were to evoke the energy of that star to be, in that moment, amplifying the human consciousness that is, present on that, certain temple, amplifying with that energy to get somewhere. And that's the reason in certain temples you have the temple of the goddess of justice, what's her name, Athena in Greece. But you have at the same time Ma'at in Egypt, which is the same, goddess of justice or balance. Or karmic thing. So you have all the symbols of the stars on that particular, for this energy was inside of each temple. And then you have, the basic of how to structure a temple. A temple is a structure with domes to amplify the consciousness.
Many of them.
They were done with really tall walls. So the chanting will echo better and alter the state of consciousness.
It's interesting if you and we're going off on a tangent again, but the cathedrals, the great cathedrals that were built in Europe, there was a huge surge after the First Crusade, after they came and they recaptured Jerusalem, and got the knowledge of what was in the Temple Mount and how things were laid out. You know, some say that they discovered the secrets of Solomon, this sort of thing, but that's whatever. But they came back in about 100-year period, something like 77 of these cathedrals were
built.
But they're all done with very similar layouts and structures, and it's all done to amplify certain things. You know, and you'll see the sacred geometries built into the structures themselves, into the stained glass windows, and the things like that. So there's a lot of fascinating correlations that are out there, and whether or not there are other groups that are teaching the stellar codes by different names, I have no doubt that they are. It's just how their phraseology and how they're done. We're not a school of knowledge, so to speak. We're not a school of mystery, and we don't want to be. We kind of want this to be public.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long are you offering this particular code?
This particular code, or the SPICA, goes through what, the 15th
yes.
or the 16th of October?
15th.
Okay.
October. Okay. And you said that you will be offering the other two in succession after this?
Yes. There's a series of 12 throughout the year, and each of these...
12. Oh, I see.
Yeah, each of these 12... It's amazing how 12s all work. There's a cool article we did on our website where we talk about 12s,
yeah.
and how many places that they show up. It's kind of interesting.
Yes, it's a very interesting thing, and what you can learn with numerology, not the one that you see in almanacs, but you know when you relate numerology to sacred geometry. You would be surprised at how many keys of the opening of keys and or answers to certain questions. And you have the what I call the aha moment. Aha, you know, just oh my God, it just sank in. You know, it was here all the time.
But it's interesting if you look at the symbol for humanity healing, which is essentially a flower of life with a globe in the center, so that because we wanted to represent that, you know, the flower of life or the ascension doesn't belong to just, you know, a chosen few. It belongs to all of us as humanity. But we didn't really realize when we started putting this together that just how these 12 start to go together. For instance, there's 12 arcs in that flower of life. There's 12 stellar codes. There's 12 of a lot of different things. I mean,
there's signs. You know, there's 12 tribes of Jerusalem. 12.
Well, not to mention the 12 disciples of Christ. Well, I guess.
Yeah, 12 apostles.
Apostles. Yeah, there's actually 72 disciples, but that's
beyond the point.
You know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, it sounds very interesting in the end, you know, regardless. And
Google stellar cults.
I will.
And you would have more of a broadened understanding of, you know, where the stars and how the perception and the knowledge that was actually encoded by most of the high priests and high priestesses of the ancient civilizations.
The other thing to take a look at that'll help some is look at esoteric astrology.
Esoteric astrology, okay.
Yeah, there's a very good website. Esoteric astrology is called Sold Out.
Oh yes, sold out. SOULEDOUT.
Yeah,
they're very good people.
Yeah, soldout.org. They have a plethora of information about astrology, esoteric astrology, and the evolution of the soul, and based on what you call ageless
wisdom
schools of knowledge.
But this all ties back into, and stellar code is another way of phrasing, or I won't say packaging because that doesn't sound right, but another way of accenting what's being done, as opposed to, you know, people think of astrology as something else. So it's, you know, we wanted to highlight that this got back to the original stellar codes as, you know, the stars themselves, as opposed to just through necessarily just esoteric astrology. But that would be also be a good place for you to look to get more information on the sort of thing that we're teaching here.
Yeah, they're very good people. They are very good people and very happy people, which I love. I love them because, they, you know, every time we talk on the phone, it's like, yay! Like, they're very happy.
You know, it is interesting that as we've done this over the years with Humanity Healing, how many interesting connections that we've made, and also that there are so many people out there that are doing the same thing. It's like Winnie the Pooh says, it's the same thing, only different, you know, but it's the same lesson or the same goal that they're going towards. They're just coming at it from a slightly different angle, and we're all headed back towards the
reintegration.
It's fascinating.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, no, thank you so much for, you know, allowing me to learn all of this and giving me some guidance. I do appreciate it.
Well, you're most welcome.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah.
So, okay, we've got time for one more question before the teleconference service will probably kick us off. Is there one more question? Going once? Going twice? All right. If anybody does have, or as they think about this as they go through the over the next couple of days or this evening, you can always send us an email at either contact@humanityhealing.net or online_faculty@humanityhealing.net, and we'll be happy to discuss this in more depth with any of you.
That's what we're here for. We're trying to be a source of a place that you can say, like, I have a question about this. And if we know how to answer, you know, if we don't know how to answer, we certainly will point you in a direction of how to find this answer.
And we do have a lot of information up on the site. But
this is our commitment, actually. You know, I mean, we don't own the truth. We just want one of the many. They're doing good works out there. And, you know, we humbly, if we don't know, you know, we will.
We'll direct you to who we think can help you.
Exactly.
So, if with that being the case, Leonie and I will wish everyone a blessed evening, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. We hope that you'll continue with this meditation and continue to connect with your higher selves up the line, and to feel that that true understanding of oneness with all that is.
And one interesting thing I just want to point it out for the last time, for those that look like the poetry of Tagore and Rumi, especially Tagore, you know, both of them are my favorites, but Tagore has a series of poetry that he talks about my lover, the lover, you know, the love of my life. And it's very interesting when we study the life of Tagore that he was actually referring to his soul, because every time, you know, he was a transcendent and spiritual poet, and then on his search for himself, he found and connected with his soul, and he fell in love deeply with his soul. So most of his poems that looks like, you know, a love poem, a very sensual love poem to a woman, actually he's referring as the love of his life, that is his soul. It's a very enchanting experience, and there is no way for you to for us to describe to you, and, you know, independently of you choosing to work with us to go through this way or finding something else, just keep in mind that it is a remarkable path of building back your communication with your soul and your higher self, because it's just enchanting. And what I wish for you guys all tonight is that build this connection back and fall in love with your soul, because, oh my God, it's just incredible. So, my love to you guys, and you guys have a nice Sunday evening, and
bless you, and thank you for joining us.